We have had the opportunity to talk to our next guest several times since the beginning of the Russian invasion of Ukraine. You can imagine what a difficult situation it was. You know, I can still remember back, Natasha, when we first started talking and we were hearing those air raid sirens in the background on a fairly regular basis and talking to Ina and about what it was like and, you know, taking care of her family. Well, the situation there, even though we don't necessarily hear about it every day, it's as bad, perhaps, as it's been. The suggestion now, perhaps even worse, given that the Russians have started bombing or at least sending drones into Kyiv. So we thought we'd get caught up on this and see how she is doing and how her family's doing as well. Ina Sosun is an elected member of parliament in Ukraine. She's on the line right now. Ina, thank you again for your time.
Thank you for having me again.
Let's talk a little bit about what's going on. Things have escalated to a degree. First, it was Bakhmut a couple of weeks ago and the fact that the Russians claim to have taken that. And then we heard from Vladimir Zelensky that, in fact, that's not the case. Now we see the war moving on to Kyiv. What is the situation as you understand it?
Well, militarily, on the east and the south, the situation is one of expectation of the counteroffensive, but no major things are happening. But major things are indeed happening in other cities in Ukraine, particularly in Kyiv. Since May 1st this year, Russians have started sending missiles and drones into the city of Kyiv almost every night. There have been about 19 to 20 attacks over that happened during the nighttime. Mainly, there was one attack during the daytime. So basically, This became our daily reality. It's 10:30 in the evening right now in Kyiv. I'm about to go to bed with my son. And every night we go to bed, the only thing my son says for sure, he says, I hope there will not be any air raid alert this night. But unfortunately, within the last month, this has been basically every night. Every night, including the last night, we wake up from air raid alerts and from hearing explosions. And that is a very scary experience, I can tell you for sure.
Do you almost get, I mean, I just wonder, it's gone on for so long now, Ina. This has been your reality and your son's reality for so long. Do you just reach a point where you kind of get numb to it?
Well, it is not, it's not like we can give up. Of course, we're all tired and exhausted. But having lived through what we did over the last 15 years and then longer perspective, 9 years of war, no, nobody is ready to give up. Nobody is ready to make any concessions. If anything, people are more committed to fight back. And the main thing that people do after every single attack, including attack the night before, which unfortunately took the life of a 9-year-old girl, what people do is donate to the army and then continue fighting. That is the spirit in here.
You know, in the midst of all this, I believe it was yesterday, I saw President Zelensky quoted as saying, it's time again to consider admission of the country into NATO. I know the appeal is still there for fighter jets from the West, even though I know there's been more and more defensive items given, whether they're jets, whether they're tanks. Where are we as far as that goes? How much more is needed, according to the president?
Well, unfortunately, much more is needed because, of course, not a single country was prepared for the warfare of this intensity that we're experiencing right now. We are still, if you look at the ratio, Russians still are using much more artillery. They're using much more missiles compared to what we can allow ourselves to use because we just don't have the that they do have. And even if 30% of their artillery or their missiles is not functioning, it's still enough because we don't have nearly as much as they do. So it's not like we are wasting it for nothing. It's just that literally they have been saving up for a very long period of time. And I believe not a single country would have the warehouses with the stockpiles that would be enough to counteract what we are dealing with here. So unfortunately, we need more. We need more tanks. We are running out of ammunition for the Soviet-style tanks. So even if we have the tanks, we don't have the ammunition that we can buy anywhere. So we're going to need new tanks for which there is available ammunition. We need artillery shots. We're going to need missiles. That is something that is not probably as fancy, does not draw that much attention as the F-16s or any other fighter jets. That is everyday reality. On the front line, our guys and girls there, they need mortars, they need missiles, they need artillery, because Russians are still have the overwhelming majority, if you look at that. So unfortunately, we need all of that, because Russians have truly much more than any single individual NATO member state that may be acceptable for the United States, but any other army would definitely have less than that. And yeah, talks about NATO are important. We understand that this is the only long-term solution that we as a country can have. And even if it's not doable at the moment, we want to make sure that there is a clear path towards NATO as soon as that becomes politically feasible. Because, look, it's our lives for all of us. I don't want to spend the next 20 years of my life in this war. We want to have an end of it. And we want to make sure that it doesn't happen again, even if there is a peace, some sort of peace agreement. And the only guarantee for that is NATO. Nothing less will do. And we don't want to live under threat of yet another attack in the future.
God, Ina, you say 20 years, and I think even one more year is too much. I imagine at this point, even one more month, one more day feels like too much. Can I ask you to comment on the Russian claims that Ukraine has been attacking with drones, Moscow, but also an assassination attempt on Putin? What do you say to those claims?
Well, the claims of assassination attempt are, of course, ridiculous. Even if you, I'm not militarily trained, I'm not a military expert for sure, but you did see this videotape of this attack of the drone. Even if it tried to kill Putin, it definitely wouldn't do the job. It just was not enough. So that is why this claim that it was an assassination attempt is, of course, it's just ridiculous in itself. But the drones that are flying around over Russia, which are targeting mainly their military enterprises, their warehouses with their ammunition, it's clearly something that is helping our army. By blowing up their ammunition stocks, we are going to need less for ourselves. So that is something that apparently is a way of shaping up for the Ukrainian counteroffensive. If we cannot get enough ammunition for ourselves, we can destroy their ammunition. Mm-hmm. And then drones are, of course, helping in that manner. So yes, this is the way for us to shape up for the counteroffensive and to also make sure that we don't suffer many losses. We have to be smart. We will never be bigger than Russia. Our army will never be bigger, but we can be smarter in terms of military tactics and technology that we're using.
I wonder, if you could gauge, morale is one of those things we wondered, how will that be affected by people living there, having to deal with this every day? I don't think anyone expected the war, the invasion would last as long as it already has, and it doesn't show any sign of ending quickly. When you talk to people, what do you sense that morale, that mood is? I mean, are people beyond obviously feeling terrible at having to live through this every day? Has it changed?
Well, the way Ukrainians deal with this is probably quite unexpected, but we deal with it I don't talk about military guys, because for them it's a bit different story. But if we talk about civilians living in Kyiv, let's say, of course people are very, very exhausted, particularly within the last month. That has been very difficult because we are all severely exhausted physically. Just imagine sleeping no more than 3 hours at a time over the night, and then you wake up, not just you wake up because you went to drink some water, but you wake up because of the air raid alert. It seems like we're having an air raid alert right now as we speak.
Oh, okay.
I think so. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, yes, get yourself to safety.
Air raid alert right now. But waking up every night from explosions, when your heart starts bumping and then your hands are trembling, that is just physically very, very difficult. So people are tired, but we deal with this by creating different, encouraging memes and sharing stories on the internet. There is a very famous picture of the very angry cat that is everybody sharing right now in Ukrainian social media and saying that this is how we feel. We're very angry and tired cats, but we are ready to continue fighting.
And we will leave it at that. Ina, thank you so much for your time. We wish you all the best, you and your family. Stay safe, and hopefully we could chat again soon. Thank you.
Sure. Doing my best. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Doing her best. That's all you can do.
And again, as we're talking, and all this time later, and another air raid siren goes off.